This is the Patchwork Suite, a collection of newly composed works based on a classical theme and inspired in part by a visual art form. Across the course of the season, we'll piece the suite together as we delve into the stories of the creatives involved. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, your Patchwork Suite host, and the theme I've shared with composers for Season 2 is a classical guitar lament called An Episode of Life, from the Songs Without Words by Madame Sidney Pratton. Each composer has interpreted this theme in their own way, having drawn some inspiration from a mural of choice. Any mural, indoor or outdoor, and so we allow the music to transport us there. Big city life meets quiet college town for Thai composer Chawin Temsirachok, whose pursuit of music has taken him from Mahidol University near Bangkok to the Frost School of Music in Miami and now to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign for a DMA in music composition. From what I gathered during our recent conversation, he seems pretty tickled with the Midwest.
It's lovely. I really love this town. Moving from Bangkok, it's very cramped. It feels like there's a lot going on. But then to hear in Urbana-Champaign, which is essentially a college town, and I really like the vibe here. There are fewer people, and I guess the demographic is also younger too, because it's college town, a lot of college students. I love the faculties. They are very awesome.
All good things. Maybe just one caveat, though.
The weather, the winter, is excruciating. You know, when it dropped like closer to 0 degrees Fahrenheit, it's starting to, you know, I feel like my face is falling off. That is not great.
Needless to say, Chawin has since leveled up on wintertime bundling, so no harm, no foul, let's hope. But he does take us back to the milder climate of Thailand and brings to life the sights and sounds of Bangkok through a fixed media collage titled Urban Poem. There are really a few streams that feed into Urban Poem. One is a bright, bold mural by Giotto in the Bangkok Noi district.
I was really familiar with the district. I went there often when I was in Thailand, and I like the ambience it gave. It have like this kind of retro vibe to it. Like the building are not, they are not, you know, modern. There is a lot of temples, Chinese temple, Hindu temples around the area. And Giotto's work is a bunch of different people from different cultures. And I really like the idea of, like, you know, this area being kind of a melting pot of cultures. Also, it's colorful. I like the colors.
With Giotto's melting pot concept in mind, Chawin set to work on melding sounds of the district.
One of the charm of Bangkok Noi, the district that have Giotto's mural on it, is that you could walk from a Chinese temple to a Hindu temple to a Thai temple. They might be doing some religious everyday mass, like they might be praying or playing some music from their cultures, and you would hear them side by side.
Mix in various transportation and street sounds with household sounds, and Chawin's urban poem starts taking shape. That said, if you're listening in from your car today, may be helpful to know that in urban poem, we will hear the sound of car horns.
There are street food cooking, there are motor boats, walking sounds, a couple of room ambience. There are retro game sound effects, insects, dogs, Chinese prayer, Hindu prayer, lottery announcement. There are Thai gongs and other Thai traditional instruments, musical instruments. There are traffic noises, there are car noises and piano that I use to represent like the theme from Madame Pratton.
It's like a whole city in miniature with a seemingly randomized collection of sounds. Or is it? You hear that? Sound familiar at all? Compare that one more time to this excerpt of the urban poem. Our Patchwork Suite theme begins to emerge from that texture in mimicry of our human tendency to perceive patterns even within randomness. Each sound effect, Chaowen carefully positioned to help encourage that pattern in our ear. And luckily, he's willing to reveal some of the magic behind the trick.
There are a couple of poetic approach that I really like. The first one is alliteration, and it kind of translated into sound arts. Well, at least how I translated it into my work is that we have a bunch of sounds that have similar onset attack. Like you have a sound of metal strike, like pung, or something, and you have sounds of car doors closing, like chop or something like that, you know, sharp attack. And the second approach is just rhyming, like how we rhyme the sounds of vowels. How I use that is that I kind of select sounds from, well, I have a bunch of sounds that came from similar sources. Like we have a bunch of cars that driving by, like voo, 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 but with different timbres. Or a bunch of fire noise, like some fire is brighter, some fire is muddier. I try to, well, in like the groups of sounds, like the first group and the second group, I would try to put alliterations and rhyming in similar spot, but not really the same spot. And maybe that's how the, you know, the emergent pattern came to be.
So to implement rhyme and alliteration in a musical context, Chaowen mixed and matched effects according to source material and to their sound envelope, which is a measure of how a given sound wave changes over time from its onset attack to decay, sustain, and final release. As someone who has prior experience auditioning and editing sound effects for visual media, Chaowen's particularly attuned to a variety of sound envelopes and how they relate to or differ from each other.
When you are choosing which sounds you are going to put in that spot, you got to audition a bunch of sounds in the libraries, and you scroll through sounds. It goes something like that. So I want to put that into music.
With the collage now assembled, let's commence with what you might call this musical game of Where's Waldo? This is Chaowen Temsitachok's urban poem for the Patchwork Suite. Thank you. Composer Chawan Timsitichok brought a gaming and film background and the charm of a Bangkok mural into that collage of found sounds, an urban poem with the emergent theme by Madame Sidney Pratton. Thanks to Chawan for his contribution and conversation on the Patchwork Suite. To learn more about the podcast or stream previous episodes on demand, visit WGTE.org or the mobile WGTE app.